China despairs at Trump tariffs, claims serious violation and vows to respond in kind. By Simon Kent on February 2, 2025. President Donald Trump's decision to impose a 10% tariff on all Chinese imports was criticized Sunday by Beijing, with the move branded a serious violation of international trade rules. The Chinese government signaled its intention to respond with unspecified countermeasures while challenging the tariffs at the World Trade Organization, WTO, The Independent reports. In a statement, China's Ministry of Commerce expressed its strong opposition to the tariffs, describing them as a setback to the trade relationship between the two nations. The ministry pledged to introduce corresponding countermeasures, although it did not provide specific details on what these would entail. Trump announced on Saturday that from 4 February the U.S. will impose a 25% tariff on imports from Canada and Mexico, alongside the 10% tariff on Chinese goods, as Breitbart News reported. Trump said the move was related to the flow of fentanyl, a powerful synthetic opioid, into the United States driven by the communist state. China rejected the suggestion it was responsible for the fentanyl crisis, claiming it had worked closely with the U.S. to combat narcotics. "We have always believed that there are no winners in a trade war or a tariff war," said Mao Ning, a spokesperson for China's foreign ministry, while adding that China was firmly committed to safeguarding its national interests. The ministry expressed concern that the tariffs could actually harm future cooperation on drug control. Related, Biden's weak border rules called out, "Let Chinese fentanyl flood into U.S." Trump's decision to impose the tariffs is part of a broader strategy to address the national security threats posed by immigration across porous Canadian and Mexican borders and illegal drug trafficking. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA, has previously linked China's chemical companies to the global fentanyl supply chain. Trump maintains the tariffs are necessary to curb the illegal flow of fentanyl into the U.S., which has caused widespread addiction and death. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.